is it a robot or not?
John, listener Sean writes in to robot@theincomparable.com and says, on the A Complicated Profession podcast here at The Incomparable, Dan Morin brought up an issue, which is the difference between a catchphrase and a vocal tick, and can one become the other? So, definition of a catchphrase, and when is something a catchphrase, and when is something just a vocal tick?
I don't think there's that much difference. A vocal tick can become a catchphrase if it becomes the things that people associate memorably with a character or a person. You could have vocal ticks that are not memorable, and they will never become your catchphrase.
Correct.
But if you have a vocal tick and people, that's what people remember about you. Oh, he's the guy who always says everything twice. I'm going to get the papers. That becomes your catchphrase, even though it's also a vocal tick.
Yeah. Reference acknowledged, by the way, a catchphrase, not a vocal tick. I don't think Tony Sindelar just walks around murmuring reference acknowledged. But yeah, vocal tick. Yeah, it can be a catchphrase, right? I think vocal ticks are subconscious and catchphrases are conscious. Although you're right.
I don't think catchphrases
have to be conscious. They don't. They could become catchphrases is about like the virality of a phrase and being.
Yeah, it's
known.
Defined by other people's reaction to it, not the origin.
Right, right. So it could be done as a vocal tick, or it could be not. There was a period, I forget how long ago now, a long time, like 20 years ago, where I kept noticing things and saying, I wonder if I could make that into a catchphrase. I wonder if I can make that into a reference. There was before widespread social media. So you couldn't even try to make it a meme yet. I just would
You're trying to make fetch happen.
I would just make it, put it into conversation and say, I'm making this a catchphrase. So it was sort of a bit, but none of them caught on. So my favorite one was there's a line in the first X-Men movie where I don't even know who they're talking about, but they ask Professor X about a certain mutant. And Patrick Stewart, in a very, you know, Patrick Stewart voice, says, he's a very powerful mutant. And I thought that should be a catchphrase. Oh, he's a very powerful mutant. Didn't take off, though. It didn't take off.
Yeah, you need it. It's difficult to consciously create memes. That's tons of people's jobs, and they're trying all the time. They throw a lot of things at the wall, and it's hard to predict what's going to stick.
Yeah, it's too bad. Anyway, hope this doesn't answer your question, Sean. Is it a robot? Robot or not?